The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Well, I don't know, Kathy Keller, I have to ask you, is there a reason you are always talking about food just before I come on? Do you do it to intentionally torture me? What's going on?
It's true. We had the Hamantaschen yesterday, spaghetti today.
Now we're talking about spaghettis. I'm starting to think that there's a conspiracy theory going on in that studio with you guys.
We're a Jewish radio station. I could either do that or I could email you some chicken soup or pictures of chicken soup at the very least.
Well, Rolene, you know what they say. They tried to kill us. We survived. Let's eat.
They did say that. And the story this morning, Rolene, this story really upset me. I heard it going to work, the Argentinian chief rabbi. I mean, this kind of profile person being viciously attacked in his own home. Give us the details.
Well, this also was a horrible way to wake up this morning with news that the chief rabbi of Argentina, Gabriel Davidovich, was brutally attacked, him and his wife, brutally attacked in their home in Buenos Aires. Now, initially, it was suspected that it could be criminal. The police did start investigating it as a criminal event. However, the burglars or the attackers that got in said that they know that he is the Amir rabbi, which, reference to him being a community rabbi, reference to him being Jewish, to being a rabbi. And according to his son, the son says they didn't say it was anti-Semitic. They just said that he was the Jewish community's rabbi, so he must have a lot of money, and they beat him up badly. And at the moment, he is still in hospital. They tied his wife up and brutally attacked him. And the son described the attack. He said that his father had come out of his bedroom after hearing noises, and that a man tried to escape by going downstairs, and then three more burglars arrived, and then they started to push him, beat him, bound him, and eventually he lost consciousness. Unfortunately, the reference to him being a rabbi, to money, which is this ugly old anti-Semitic trope that we seem to be hearing a lot lately, makes us suspect that the motives for this were anti-Semitic in their nature. We've heard from our Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu in a special statement today saying that he expects the international community to react. We've also heard from Jewish Agency Chairman Isaac Herzog extending his well wishes and saying that it's imperative that we fight against what he calls the human garbage who are driven by their hatred of Jews, as well as President Reuven Rivlin saying that Israel will do its utmost to protect Jewish citizens around the world, wherever they are subject to anti-Semitic attacks, and organizations around the world roundly condemning this. And also what we do know is that over the last weekend, graves in the St. Louis section of Buenos Aires were also desecrated. So definitely, we've spoken so much, Kath, Simon, we've spoken so much about anti-Semitism in the United States, anti-Semitism in Europe, and now we're talking about it as it rises in South America as well.
The more things change, the more things stay the same. Yeah. And I don't like, sounding like a victim. And that does sound very much like a victim, because I don't think that victimhood serves anybody. But Rolene, has anything really changed since, after World War II, it wasn't politically correct to hate Jews. And I'm not saying that everybody does. I don't think that everybody does, but I think that there's a minority, and that minority drives the agenda.
Well, you've said something very, very important. We thought that anti-Semitism would end with the liberation of Auschwitz. And we must first remember that Auschwitz wasn't built, the Holocaust wasn't built on gas chambers. It was built on words. And unfortunately today it has become commonplace. It's almost become mainstream to be anti-Semitic. And I agree with you, Kathy. It's not everybody, but it is a very, very vocal minority. And, we can't just no longer demonstrate against it or condemn it. This has to be fought. This has to be fought from the ground up, and it starts with education. It starts with education for tolerance. And yes, it does start with Holocaust education, because, you know, recent polls have shown us that, that there are young people, millennials in the United States, in Canada, in the UK, who don't know about the Holocaust. There's a type of Holocaust revisionism happening as well, and Holocaust denial. And as we lose survivors, so the imperative on us, the next generation, to be educated, to educate the next generation about the dangers of intolerance and what
forms
happens
of racism
when we are intolerant. Absolutely, yeah. Of all racism. You know, we so often say, have we learned nothing from our history? And unfortunately, the lessons of the Holocaust weren't learned, because we saw this in Bosnia-Herzegovina. We saw this in Rwanda, in Cambodia, in Darfur, in other places around the world. And I don't know what it's going to take for us to start learning the lessons of history so that we can prevent this racism, this intolerance of any kind happening again.
And it's one thing to talk about education, and I understand it, and I would never take issue with that, but there also needs to be a sanction on the other end. I really think it's got to the point we have to look to start criminalizing this and having very severe and strict sanctions for this sort of behavior, not a smack on the
well,
hand.
Well, exactly, exactly. And as you know, as you talk about it, we spoke last week about the fact that France has adopted the IHRA, or the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, definition of anti-Semitism, as have many other countries. And, you know, it brings us to one of the other stories on the agenda today, which is that one of the candidates for the EU's presidency, his name is Manfred Weber. He's from Germany. He has also said that with regards to Europe, at least, maybe a continent-wide pact needs to be signed. And he says that this, you know, something needs to be done to stop rising anti-Semitism. And one of the things that he has spoken about, as you've mentioned and as you've mentioned, Kathy, is that, A, we need a working definition. And that, you know, if you are contravening this definition, then criminal action needs to be taken, as well as there needs to be some kind of legal ramification for posting hatred on social media platforms.
Rolene, his own president this week phoned and congratulated the president of the Islamic Republic of Iran on such a magnificent job they're doing. I mean, here's a country with a genocidal agenda against Israel. So really, you know, let's be consistent here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the irony of the president of Germany phoning to congratulate Iran. I mean, talk about not learning the lessons of history.
100%. Talking about Iran, I know there's been lots in the press today about the resignation of Foreign Minister Zarif. What, why, what is going on?
Well, we don't know why he's resigned. He hasn't given a reason, but what he has said that he's urging Iranian diplomats not to resign en masse. So is something happening behind the scenes that we don't know about? Do we need to send another Mossad delegation to break into vault? All that he has said is that he is resigning, but he asks that the rest of the Iranian diplomats continue their work, quote unquote, defending Iran's interests. Now, of course, Netanyahu has waded in on the subject matter, and he has said good riddance to Zarif, because Zarif is the lead negotiator of the Iranian 2015 nuclear deal. And some are saying that perhaps maybe other diplomats are going to resign in a show of support for him. But he has said, you know, please don't. What we don't know is why he has resigned. So very, very interesting. And we don't know what or if Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has accepted the resignation. But a very, very shock move by Mohammed Zarif indeed.
Rolene Marks, we are superbly perfect on time today. Thank you for a fascinating update, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Rolene.
Will there be food involved? I mean, am I going to have to be hungry again?
You know, we'll try. We try. We really do.
Bye.
Thanks,
guys.
Rolene.
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. That's Rolene Marks. And you can catch her 4:45. No, 5:20 every day here on 101.9 High FM.